Hey, it's your man Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex B. Keaton, a.k.a. Tupac Shakur, a.k.a. the Boss King Ross, a.k.a. Iron Mike Tyson, and the a.k.a. that matters the most, Jack Swagless. You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast with the King and the Queen. We out.
Joe, Jojo, Joseph, you and Candy Corn are president hard enough for me. When y'all was asking for them votes, y'all said y'all gonna be president hard as fuck. I'm not feeling no president. Y'all must not be signing the right papers, because why gas costs more than my car? I put $10 in here last night. I pulled off my car, started laughing. You need to do something. Dollar Tree is running around telling people ain't shit a dollar, and you worried about estheticians on Cash App. This don't make no sense to me, JoJo. Every time we tell y'all rent too high, it get higher. Who the fuck is in charge? Are you not reading the room? Send the stimulators. I got charged $18 for 10 wings last night, boy, if you don't fucking do something this week.
Good evening, motherfuckers and motherfuckers. This your boy, Young Dolomite, from the Too Much Game podcast. I'm here with my nigga, my motherfucking man, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast, and King Germ from Frocast. Y'all get a bar of that good shit.
People always saying I smoke too much, and it's not true. I only smoke before I go to bed and when I wake up, and before I eat and after I eat, before I listen to music, after I listen to music, while I'm listening to music, before I get in the shower, after I get in the shower. Sometimes I smoke in the shower, before I go to the gym, after I leave the gym, before I go to work, definitely before I go to work, and on break, and when I get off of work, too. And then before I go to the grocery store, you definitely got to roll one on the way home from the grocery store. Then when you run out of weed, you have to roll one on the way there, and then you also, you out now, so you really got to roll one on the way back home. And then, like, any family functions or anything like that, you got to roll it before that. Basically, anytime you about to go out in public, like, you got to roll up. And so, basically, like, those are the only few certain circumstances that I smoke. But other than that, I don't really usually smoke while like that.
Hey, y'all, it's Miss T. Lee. Thanks for making me laugh. And I'd appreciate some fact-checking in the future. I know that ain't going to happen. But anyway, keep doing what you guys do. Keep it random as usual. And keep up the good music and stuff. All right.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. One of the jewels on food. And I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, aka the People's Champion. A.K.A. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today. A.K.A. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner. A.K.A. LeBron Flames. A.K.A. the king of the lames. A.K.A. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers. A.K.A. Germ Cena. A.K.A. Pod Strickland. A.K.A. Fat Sajak. A.K.A. the Brooks Bandit. A.K.A. Mr. Sensible Shoes. A.K.A. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom. A.K.A. Smoking Germ Frazier. A.K.A. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be. A.K.A. Bread DiBiase. A.K.A. Rowdy Potty Piper. A.K.A. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper. And my last AKA. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now is for all you capping ass podcasters, all you buying followers ass podcasters, all you podcasters got 1,000 views but 2 comments. Keep the noise down while I take my robe off. Show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, AKA my afro is my halo, and my favorite AKA of them all as we wrap this semester up is finals week, y'all. Your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germs in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, subscribe, download the Frocast on any podcast readers out there. We own them all. Don't forget about our voicemail. We can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon where you can join and get behind-the-scenes exclusive content for as little as a dollar. And get shout out on the show like our latest Patreon. We got SACJS. I mean, I don't know how you say that name, but SACJS. Shout out to you. Thank you for becoming a Patreon. You could just be like SACJS and get shouted out on the Frocast, man. And if option A, B, or C didn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. Option D is to retweet it, reblog it, add it to your story, tag us in said story. You know you can tag the link, go to Frocast.com, tag the link in that story too. Send people, you know what I'm saying, around to us. We appreciate that because sharing is caring. And then we even shout you out again, like Ruler Myself, like Short T, like Sleazy the Black Farmer, like Big Smash, like Uncle Dolomite, The Cool Out Corner, 12 Cal, Eclectic. Everybody showing us love, man. We appreciate that, man, because, you know, a like is one thing, but spreading the word is even more. Well, all the panderings out the window, Queen Germ. How was your week?
My week was pretty good. Pretty good, pretty good. The kids are rallying around. They finding me in the parking lot, in the hallway.
I told you everything. To wear your shirt, but you scared.
I ain't got to wear no
shirt.
Wear
that shirt and just be like this. Get you a coffee mug on your cup, point to it. Get a sign.
Well, I can show them better than I can tell them all that they can read.
Put it on a projector at the beginning of the screen and say, listen, I'm going to tell y'all something now. I have a motto. Your grade is your motherfucking grade. You tell them that in the syllabus, in the syllabi, and these motherfuckers will get it. But, you know, hey, you tenured and everything. You can say that shit and let them know at the beginning. Don't come to me for no extra credit. Don't come to me whining about your grade. That's, I ain't take one of them tests.
That's one of my week.
Huh? Oh, keep going down. You might have did that. I don't know. I'm just jumping to conclusions.
You go ahead. Y'all jumping to conclusions. But, you know, the people know at this point. What it is what it is, because I already done sent it out there. The grades are final. What they are is what they are.
Your grade.
So, see, niggas is coughing in the mic because they smoking reefer.
Niggas talking in the mic while I'm coughing, so we can't edit it out. You see what I'm saying?
And I do it every time.
And I know. I don't know why you do that. You're trying because to make me look bad. You're trying to make me look bad.
I want the people to know what type of bullshit I deal with in here.
I want the people to know what type of bullshit I deal with, okay? Mm,
it ain't me. So,
yeah, it ain't you. It's me. I'm the bullshit. Mm-hmm. Remember that.
I know.
Mm. As far as my week,
didn't ask.
I know you didn't ask. And did anything interesting happen to me this week? Oh, something interesting did happen to me. Something very interesting did happen to me. I forgot about it. It happened on Saturday. Y'all know y'all homegirl in here, Queen Jern, right? Graduate of the University of Georgia. You know, go Dogs. Go Dogs. Sick 'em.
Go Dogs.
Them dogs got sick on Saturday. They sick, all right. They sick because Nick Saban keep whooping that motherfucking ass. Hey. You talked all that shit every week. And I told you. I said, my day is coming.
Every week. It ain't your day because Alabama ain't your team.
Alabama ain't my team. But y'all lost just like I said y'all was. Y'all choked on the big stage. That's what y'all do. Okay. Especially in the Georgia Dome. Do you know how many games y'all have lost straight in the Georgia Dome? Do you know?
I'm sure you do, motherfucker.
It's about 6, 7, 8. It's some shit like that.
Y'all don't... sitting there counting.
Yes.
But who worried about y'all? Ain't nobody thinking about y'all. Y'all ain't in the top nothing.
We not. But so don't worry about us this year. We got a new coach. Hey, listen. We on the rebound.
Hey, y'all stay on the
y'all
rebound.
Y'all got something to worry about. Y'all got to play Michigan. Y'all got to play Michigan in semifinal. And you better not lose that one.
And we not.
Because as and you would not. Say, baby, it's going to be a motherfucking wild show that week. You might not want to show up.
Oh, I'm going to show up. I'm going to show up because it ain't shit you can do.
I'm going to let you have it. So
and then when I'm in here dancing and cutting up,
there ain't gonna be no dancing. You gonna sure be dancing, all right?
You make sure you show up.
I'll be here.
Okay.
I'll be here. Cause like I said, you don't want to see Bama again. I know you don't want to see him again.
Okay.
Mm.
That mean they got to
baby.
Win.
Baby.
That mean they got to win.
They playing Cincinnati. Y'all playing Michigan. Michigan can beat y'all. Let's don't get it twisted. Y'all could lose two in a row and all that bullshit y'all was out here. Woo, woo, woo. So, and then but another word.
Look at your
I got another word. Y'all people out there talking some, hey, how you? I don't understand how you feel good trolling another team that beat y'all. First of all, my nigga, this my rival. If we was in the situation last year when we played in the fucking SEC championship game, them Georgia niggas was talking shit when we lost. We beat them and we lost to Bama and them niggas was talking shit. So what the fuck you think I'm... Anytime Georgia lose, I'm talking shit. Anytime Carolina basketball lose, I'm talking shit. Anytime Florida State football lose, I'm talking shit. That's just the way it motherfucking go, nigga. And that's just how it is. So, all y'all Georgia niggas, I screenshot a couple niggas that was talking shit early in the week. Oh, we gonna blow Bama ass out. We gonna beat them by 21. Oh, they might as well not even show up. We gonna whoop their ass. Oh, I put y'all motherfuckers on Front Street. Just to let y'all know, be careful about them words you put in the atmosphere, because it might come back to bite you in the ass. Woof, woof, woof.
Yeah, so, you want to be a dog. But no, I'm going to tell you something from this side of the table. Because of the fact that three is my lucky number, us being ranked three ain't nothing but a sign that we going all the way with it this year. And I can promise you that. I put money on it, nigga. I put money on it.
You put money on what?
That we win.
Win everything?
Everything.
What you want to put on? You want to bet me?
Yeah.
You want to do a bet right now on the Frocast. Georgia, you got Georgia going all the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got the bet in sexual favors. I can't.
Oh, see, look at that. Put your money where your pussy at. That's what I want. I don't want that. Nah, that, I already had that. That ain't no bet. That ain't no win.
Don't do that.
That ain't no win don't for me. That. You giving me, you re-gifting me a gift.
Yeah, this a gift that keeps on giving.
Man, stop. That's what I'm talking about. Look, nigga just talked about a promotion, but then when we talk about money, they get scared.
Ain't nobody scared. I put 50 on it.
50? All right. Make it easy on yourself. Make it easy on yourself. Yeah, I like that.
What you mean 50? It's
50.
Easy. How is it easy?
I mean, you're going to lose. So, I mean, how much you want to lose? Georgia is not winning.
Okay.
Y'all shook.
Uh-uh.
Y'all shook.
You shook. Let's start this show, man.
Let's get into this motherfucking show. Man, that was a good week. Just to see the look on y'all faces.
Ain't no look.
And when
on
you came home and they, I just looked at you and just, I was standing out in the driveway waiting for you when you came home.
Cause you an asshole.
Yes. 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 Oh, speaking of being assholes, we are motherfucking doomed, people. did you see that humanoid robot?
Yeah, I saw that foolishness.
First of all, do you think it was real?
No.
Somebody said it was CGI. I said, no. That's fucking real. They have these robots, and on the flip side, it's another company out there. Well, let's talk about the humanoid robot
before we get into the second side.
So this humanoid, it had lifelike facial expressions. This motherfucker looked crazy, bro. Like, it looked like, now listen, if they get a legion of these motherfuckers, they're going to take the world over, because you can't do nothing to these niggas.
How you figure you can't do nothing to them?
They fucking robots. What do you mean? That could be. What if they build these niggas like indestructible? Like,
I mean, they shouldn't, because they should know that that doesn't make sense.
See what I'm saying? But we gonna have so many of them, and then they even got ones that can
create. Yeah.
What the fuck? You done made
that's
some.
That's why y'all got the coronavirus, because y'all out there playing. Y'all want to play with some shit that you don't know nothing about.
I mean, this. Listen, man. What would be the point? They already gonna replace the workforce. So y'all niggas, y'all lazy ass niggas, staying out of work. Y'all done gave these motherfuckers time to make robots to do your goddamn job, nigga. So listen, we gonna have robots delivering the mail, robots working at the fast food places, robots. Goddamn, they already got robots at Walmart stocking the shelves and shit.
Tastes a lot better.
What?
I said if they got robots in the fast food place, they might taste a lot better.
Man, it'll be everything tastes the same, bro. Because it'll be a fucking...
No, it ain't.
Yes, it will. Like, it will be no human error. Everything will have the same amount of salt, same amount
but
of pepper.
I'm saying, it can't be the same thing. If it's chicken, it's going to taste like chicken. If it's a burger, it's going to taste like a burger.
I'm talking about all the food. Like, if you got a burger and I got a burger, it's going to taste the same.
I mean,
if you
it
go
should.
On Monday, you go on Thursday, you go on...
But see, that's the thing for me. I like the consistency. I love consistency. I'm a scientist. I mean, I like things
to be reproducible.
So let me ask you a
question. It's another company out there. They're offering people $200,000 to use their face for these robots. Would you do it?
No.
What?
Why would I do that?
You're just using your likeness.
Okay, and they done stole your whole life. They done stole your whole life. You over here trying to get $200,000, and they done stole your fucking life for $200,000.
They gonna replace your ass.
Yeah, they are. And then when the people come looking for you, you talking about something, and then the people got something. But you say the people can hunt people or some shit.
Uh-huh.
So now you just let them create a robot form of you, So somebody else now can go and kill you, and it don't matter. They can go and hunt your ass down.
Yeah, we can replace you.
We and got, so we already got the robot.
We got Robot King Germ like right you. There doing exactly. podcasts and everything. Exactly. They were like, yo, they were like, damn. This
smoking nigga. Weed, he don't even cough.
Yeah, he's smoking. No, don't even cough at all. He ain't inhaling. He just it's an automatic feature. He just blows smoke out.
Yeah, so.
Then you got Robot Queen Germ over here twisting the hair. Goddamn.
Every day.
Just always twisting the hair.
Always.
All the time. Can't do shit. She's messing with the damn hair.
I'm going to cut it off in a minute.
No, you ain't.
I am. Mm-mm. It's okay.
We're not doing that. We're not even going to have that conversation on the show
because he gets my blood boiling. A person that is consumed with hair.
I love hair.
And I don't know why.
Because it just looks it's nice. Not. You can touch it, smell it, rub it, all that.
Yeah.
It's hair. It's healthy. Yeah. I mean,
it's hair.
It's just a fetish like of mine. Well, yeah. Skin is the biggest organ in the body.
It is.
Yes.
Largest.
Yeah, largest, yeah. So, damn, I've been here doing a voice note.
Mm-hmm. Foolish.
Yeah, it's just been, I was like, what the fuck is that? It's saying robot. Let Probably me read the voice note that I just,
your girlfriend
it was a something. Voice note that I was, it typed it while I was
I know what
sitting here recording. So listen what it says. It said, Robot Queen General Virtuous and a half got down every day. Just always twist and a half all the time. I can't do shit. It's not doing that we're not even had a conversation on the show because he is my blood boil. A person that is consumed with her. I love her and I don't know why because it doesn't matter. Touch, smell it, rub it out. It hairs out there. We is here and that is the biggest organ in the body. It is, yes, no Novartis year. So I'll be doing a voice note. That is what it said.
Really crazy. And y'all want the robots to take over the world.
Hey, the robot would have been on the show just rambling like a motherfucker. So no one to $200,000 for letting them use your likeness.
No, because I would be scared that they would want to take my life away. And at any given time, somebody's going to come and end it, and they would.
Yeah, because we already got you recreated. Yeah. Damn, I ain't even think about that angle of it, man. That's crazy. Yeah, I was just thinking about the money and just like, oh, just having another.
Yeah.
Yeah, just using my facial expressions. No, nigga, that's you now.
Yeah.
So we going to get rid of you.
Bye-bye.
A whole efficient you, nigga. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, man, we can reprogram you.
You talking about you going to the job doing three jobs. That's exactly what you finna be doing.
Hell yeah, nigga.
Because you ain't got shit else. You ain't got nothing else to worry about. Go and do them three jobs.
Damn, I ain't think about that, Queen Jern. See, that's why I keep you around, man. I'm the cute one, you the smart one, man. Okay. Good gracious, man.
Smart and cute, but if you say so.
I got you, man.
I'd rather be smart than cute, I guess.
Speaking of guessing, do you know they just passed a law that says bill collectors can contact you on social media and text you. So they say debt collectors can now slide into your DMs as a way to get your attention about missed payments. New rules implemented by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau Tuesday now allow collection agencies to email, text, and message people on social media to track you down about outstanding debts. However, there are limits. Debt collectors don't need your permission to reach out, but they must identify themselves and give you a way to opt out of being contacted online. The messages also must be private. For example, debt collectors can message you on Facebook, but cannot post on your public page or any other place it can be seen by your contacts. The rules clarify
to mess up one time on me.
That before a collector reports a debt to a credit rating agency, they must attempt to speak with the borrower in person or wait at least 14 days after sending a letter or virtual communication, including social media, contacting before reporting. The CFPB says the change clarifies how debt collectors can communicate with you, including what information they're required to provide at the outset of collection about your debt, your rights in debt, collection, and how you can exercise those rights. So, Queen Jern, I got to know how you feel about debt collectors now can slide in your DMs and be like, yo, what's good? Can I get that? I see you was in Vegas last week, my nigga.
But this Capital One call.
Like, yo, what's good? Like, you was just in Vegas. I seen you doing the money fan on Facebook. I just need like half of that. Me and you good. Like, come on, what's up? Talk to me.
I don't like it.
Is it fair?
It's fair, I'm sure. But to me, that ain't helping nobody. Because for one, our government owed China trillions of dollars. I mean, that's the way we do business around here. Everybody owes somebody something. So it's like, for me, ain't nobody gonna be really debt free. You owe me a favor or some shit.
The man who owes the most when he dies wins.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely. So my thing is, I mean, it's a cute little way that you could do that, but I want him to fuck up something and it be a glitch in the system and you tell all my business online. So now we got to drop all that shit. Go ahead and tell the people how much I owe. So then I can go and say, I'm finna sue you because you done put my business out there. That was a breach of what y'all said y'all could do online. And therefore, all them debts finna be zeroed out.
Man, you better get your ass up out of here.
They not, because you can't do that. So if you can't disclose my information, then how can you decide, oh, because I'm indebted to you, I missed a payment, now you can tell my business to the world? What that's gonna mean? You ain't getting shit, not for real.
Your ass getting blocked. Soon as you hit me in my inbox was, oh, can we get blocked? Fuck out of here, nigga. Fuck out of here. Disappearing. That shit just gonna say Instagrammer. Facebook user. Nigga, you blocked.
Because I'm just like, I just feel like you doing too much, because how much time do you have on your hands to go and find me? How do you know it's the
nigga,
right?
I'm at work just like you at work, yeah. My nigga. This is part of my job.
I mean, yeah, but I'm just saying, you got too much time on your hands if you can go and sift through that.
I got
40
hours a week on my motherfucking out. Hey, this is what I do all day long. I work for a collection agency. We collect on debts.
And like I
got
a big book. Like you said, everybody,
just like you said, everybody owe money. So I got a lot of niggas to call.
So call the next one, because I'm
not. If you want to start a business, collection agency is a good way to go, because them shit's going to be here forever, because everybody, like you said, everybody owes somebody.
Yeah, they owe somebody. So. I mean, for me, I just feel like it's tacky, but I mean, I'm only on Facebook, so they wouldn't have a hard time trying to find me. So,
hey, Rent-A-Center are gonna be snatching up a lot of nigga shit. They're gonna be on them like, yo, son, like, yo.
Oh, I see you moved online.
Yeah,
you ain't notified us.
You ain't let us know you moved. Like, dang. Hey, what's going on, Tyrone? Just checking in. I'm seeing, right. You know, you missed your payment last week and this week. You know, I don't want to have to come get that PS5 again.
But I seen you and your baby daddy flexing in the club.
Yeah. Dang, Tyrone got a baby daddy. Oh, shit. Goddamn, Tyrone.
Your baby mama, whatever.
Sheesh. It is 2021. Hey, we're all inclusive
over here. Whatever
you like.
Whatever you like, people.
We're all inclusive. So, yeah, man. If y'all owe them niggas, pay them niggas, because they will be in your inbox.
I mean, keep not paying them. They don't
money.
Know.
Yeah, pay this, on this it. Is, get them little niggas some money, man. Or you could be like the live niggas, order some shit in one state, move to another state. Now them niggas can't find your ass. But like they said, social media is out here now.
And so, some of y'all niggas can't stay off social media. That's your damn problem.
Hell yeah.
Because if you don't put shit out there, they won't know what you're doing. You could be doing anything at your house.
That's why.
Going on trips and everything. Send that shit to your friend's text message if that's what you want to do.
I got about 4 more weeks of Facebook in me. As soon as this fantasy football is over with, I'm sliding
trying
out.
To break away from
I'm
all
sliding out of metaverse. No, because whatever they're doing now is too much. It's
it
like
too much.
The meta shit. You I ain't know, heard. I heard some. I heard some reviews. Nah. It's just that Facebook. They know too much of your info. Facebook know too much about you, and I don't like that.
I mean, y'all put too much out there for them to know. They can't
know
what
you don't
upload. No,
I'm just talking about just the basic info for you to get on the site. They ask you so much shit, like personal shit. Like, it's not just for you to set up an account. You have to give up so much personal information.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about, you know, what you put on there. That's on you.
I'm just saying, but y'all contacts and this and the third, they linking everything together. Everything is routed through the same
shit
system.
Is crazy, man. Shit is nuts,
so
man.
So if y'all can go on Instagram, y'all can go on Facebook, y'all can go on everybody else's site.
And, you know, he bought Instagram, so Facebook and Instagram the same shit. But at least you know that is more anonymous over there. Like, you don't have to, because you don't have to give us so much personal info now. If you choose to take pictures of yourself all the
time,
well,
if they linking you to your Facebook page, that means they already got it. They don't need to have it over there.
Yeah, but
so
you
only need one. If that's the case, if you're gonna say you're just gonna have Instagram, but you know,
but if multiple people have
pictures and shit,
like,
so
like multiple
people, really matter.
If multiple people have like the login, that kind of helps out too. You know what I'm saying? So that's a good thing. Because, you know, most of my pages, multiple login, you know, me be easy most of the time. I don't have no control of the Nappy Afro thing no more, because that shit, it'll get your phone dead. Too many people liking photos over there. And that shit be
I mean,
bing,
you
bing,
be liking
bing,
photos
bing.
Too, so.
Anyway, man, we're not going to rehash these old.
It ain't old.
These
ain't
old allegations.
But you know, you put things to bed how you want to put them to bed.
I mean, sometimes you have to. You have
not
to just say, hey, this is how it is, and leave it at that.
Yeah. Don't mean that's how it is, though. But go ahead.
So let me ask you a question. Young Dolph, rapper.
Not familiar.
Preach, you know who I'm talking about. You done heard him. You know who I'm talking about. The rapper in Memphis that was killed a couple of weeks ago. God Young bless. Dolph, yeah. He was laid to rest. And allegedly, I guess these pictures are real. I mean, he had a clear casket that had gold in it. And they had $50,000 of money in there. What's your initial thoughts of that?
It better be prop money. Because as for me.
In my house.
In my funeral. I'm going to need y'all to spend the money on a funeral. Don't bury me with no money.
Oh, the money's never going to see the ground. Because if I'm the nigga that's putting him in the ground.
We getting that.
Hey, I will come. I'm spending the block that night. We're going to dig this nigga back up. Because what's the point of the money getting embalming fluid in? Nah, that's a good $50,000.
I mean, $50,000, that's supposed to be spent.
Hey, I'm coming. Soon as they ash the ashes, dust this nigga, and we pat this motherfucker down.
I got to come back out.
Hey, soon, I'm looking at the niggas like, yo, leave everything right here, baby. We coming back tonight.
Yeah.
We're going to dig this nigga up. We're going to get this money.
It ain't going to be more than me and a nigga.
Yeah, because I could come back by my damn self. Because I know all this. Me and the whole crew thinking the same goddamn thing. Niggas like, nigga, I'm coming back tonight. Who gonna get here motherfucker first? Because, goddamn it, that money is not making it into that ground. I mean, like you said, I hope it is prop money. Nigga breaking in, he be like, goddamn it, these money got his face on it.
Exactly.
Like, what the fuck? Like, these Usher dollars.
Yeah, like, what?
These Usher bucks.
What are we doing
here? Exactly. I jumped in this bitch for some Usher bucks.
6 feet of damn dirt.
What the fuck? God damn, nigga. Like,
don't waste my whole night.
Oh, shit.
But that's find this shit out.
So, since we here in a morbid state, give me some extravagant shit you are throwing your casket.
I mean, I'm going to throw the shit on me. I mean, I got a pair of shoes that I'm looking at that, I mean, unless my taste change.
Why would you want to get buried in a pair of shoes?
Because I want my whole casket to be open.
Do they typically do that?
No.
Oh, okay.
So I want my whole casket to be open. So that means you can see me from head to toe for the last time. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be looking fresh and clean. So you know what I'm saying? I got a nice pair that I'm looking at. You know what I'm saying? My taste may change by then, but my daughter knows what it is, so we gonna make that happen. So
glad I don't have to worry about none of that. But
I mean, I want my casket to be something that's like has that pearl finish. You know what I'm saying? Just the off-white pearl finish. I don't need to be airbrushed on the outside and all that. I see that's the new rave these days. So the people getting their little mural or whatever on the outside of the casket. Jesus Christ. But I do want it to be like the little pearlized color. And then you can have, you know, a little something. Whatever you want to put a little something out there. You know, I love everything that glitters. So, you know, that type of stuff. I mean, but it definitely don't need to be no real jewelry. It just needs to be something for the sparkle.
We get you a flip-flop
casket.
Yeah,
so it's going to be pink and...
Yeah, flip the colors and
stuff. Flip the colors, okay. That'll be cool. But I want y'all to, you know what I'm saying, be extravagant with the thing. You know what I'm saying? We got a big policy over here. So if all I'm asking is for y'all to spend $20,000 out of this big policy over here.
You getting a regular-ass funeral for $20,000.
Hey. Well, 60. Like I said, you're getting a big policy here.
Let's look up the average cost of a funeral.
They say the average cost of a funeral is like $10,000.
Let's see. Average cost of funeral. Oh. I hope that ain't come on the show. Cause that'd be terrible. we just heard that.
Hey, I that don't was even terrible. Know the nigga.
I'm glad we was quiet too, cause it could be edited out. But that shit was hilarious. Why the fuck was that still playing?
Why we couldn't check it out on our phone though?
I mean, you know, cause I'm right here with a computer.
But you down doing it right, so hell.
I mean, it opened up on the old stuff because we did do a restart. Let me see. Funeral. The average cost of funeral in the United States in 2021
is $7,600.
$7,600. That ain't bad.
Maybe that's the funeral and not the burial or something.
The average cost of funeral was 9,000. In 2021, the cost is expected to stay between 9,500 to 2,500. So that's not, I mean, you know, I guess.
So like I said, we can bump it on up to 35,000. That's why most of my money going to my children, because I don't need nobody cutting no corners for me.
What you mean most of your money going to your children? What's going on with that? What is it, 50-50?
Sorry.
What is it, 50-50, 20, what's going on? Dang. Jesus, just tell me my cut. Just tell me my cut, man. I just want to know, hilariously, because I'm not going to see it, because I'm going to die before you. But
you're not, because the people like you, y'all live forever. So
what do you mean, people like me?
Just what I said.
What does that mean? No.
Niggas like you.
Expound on that.
Live forever.
People like me?
Yeah.
What is people like me? What?
The assholes of the world will always be in circulation. The good people who want the greater good for all mankind, we will always be cut short, because the world is not designed for us to survive in, because we are the good and the good die young. That's how it goes.
Oh, man. So what's my cut then? Since you know, you can miss gloom and doom tonight. What's my cut? Out of 100%. That just I want to laugh.
You talking about dollars or are you talking about percentage?
Percentage wise. Yeah. I just want to laugh.
I mean, actually.
Actually.
On one, you got 100%.
But wow.
Obviously, that's the smallest one.
Okay.
But out of the other one, that is the really large policy, that's the one you get 40% out of.
Oh, that's a good cut. I can live with that.
Okay.
All right, man. That's 30. I'm still getting more than them.
Yeah, you're getting more than the kids, but they both get 30% and you got 40.
Yeah, that ain't bad. I ain't mad about that. Oh, shoot. I don't even feel bad about that. I thought it was going to be something disrespectful. I thought it was going to be like, well, you get nothing. Well, I was like, oh, damn.
I mean, due to the fact, I ain't going to go into that.
You don't got to do it. Then you got to tell your business, but look, man, that's
But I mean,
up.
I couldn't do it at the time when I first got it because of the fact that they were minors. So it's like, I had no choice.
You played yourself, is what you're saying. Like, if
I
you
can
wanted,
change it now.
Oh, you can.
My son is 18. I can change everything into his name if I want to.
Don't do that. Keep it that way you got it. Me with 100%. You know what I'm saying?
But since you want to know what my setup is,
64.
Who you giving your shit to?
Y'all is 50-50. The kids get 50%.
But we
you
shouldn't
get 50%.
Be.
Why not?
We shouldn't be. Why are we 50-50?
Because that's just how it's supposed to be. You get your half, they get their half.
Okay, that's not their half, but they'll get a quarter.
Still, that's 25%.
Yeah.
They deserve it.
If you say so.
You deserve, you know, half.
Yeah.
Like you always get. So that's just the rule.
Really?
Just saying. Just
I
saying.
Should get 75% if it's really what I deserve.
Oh, I mean, you got, know, you cut, I mean, if you, hey, that's right. If you want to cut your kids out, that's on
I'm
you.
I'm not. I don't want to cut them out.
I included them. You can't say, daddy leave a shit. Well, he left me. You know.
I mean, I would never slight
that. Just saying.
Them, so.
Just saying.
That ain't my thing. So.
So what's y'all cuts out there if you want to tell, man? Let
break
us know.
Break down them insurance policy, nigga.
Yeah. Yeah. So shout out to, I mean, rest in peace, Young Dolph, man. I was about to say shout out. Hey, look. Hey. We're not making jokes about Dolph. Just wanted to get that out there.
I don't even know the young man, so all I can say is rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace. Well, it's that top 10 time, y'all.
Top 10, baby.
Y'all know every week we do a top 10. Top 10 something, top 10 this, top 10 that, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, because it's like, it's endless content.
It's our thing now.
And, you know, since it's the middle of the holiday season, we kind of drop the ball, you know what I'm saying? But it's in between two great holidays, Christmas and fucking Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, we're going to do the top 10 holidays, and we're going to see how this list goes, all right?
Okay.
And this is the top 10 list according to Top 10 public holidays in the United States, all right? Top 10 public holidays in the United States. So, here we go. We're going to go from 10 to 1. Number 10 is New Year's Day. New Year's Day, I mean, what is, it's nothing good about New Year's Day because
it is because you off.
But New Year's Eve is when it's really lit. You see what I'm saying?
But
so
that's 15 seconds.
But still, it's like,
that's not lit.
So I guess you do party after midnight.
Yeah, because
so
after midnight, the party gets started.
But then you're just done for the rest of the day. You're done.
Yeah, that's why you're off.
Okay.
So you can gather yourself. You ain't fit to go to nobody's job.
Number nine, a surprise to me. St. Patrick's Day.
It's big, baby.
That's some old, hey, listen.
Turn up. It's Savannah, Georgia, y'all.
Yeah.
Second largest celebration in the U.S.
I'm just saying, that's some old, wow. St. Patrick's Day, surprising. Snuck in there at number nine.
Mm-hmm.
Number eight, what do you think it is? Don't guess. It's Valentine's Day. Y'all know how I feel about Valentine's Day. One of the most overrated holidays there
because
is.
Because the motherfucker cheap.
It ain't because I'm cheap. It's because that holiday is stupid.
It's not.
It's stupid.
It's a time for people you to show their love.
You should know. No, you. I show my love throughout the year. This one day shit means shit. This one day don't mean
it's
shit.
It's for you.
That's
people.
For the cheaters, nigga.
It's holiday. For you people who have
Valentine's
no emotions,
Day is for cheaters.
And it's a day set aside.
Just letting y'all know. For cheaters.
Y'all ain't gonna look
I bet
out.
You a cheater. I bet you St. Valentine was a fucking cheater. That's why he started that motherfucking day.
Okay.
Number seven, Father's Day. Number seven, Father's. Hey, listen. I ain't even gonna say nothing. Queen Jeremy, got any thoughts on this?
Hey, seven is a number of completion, so it's
yeah.
perfect
yeah.
that is the fitting number wow. for Father's Day to be ranked.
Number six. So any holiday above Father's Day, we're gonna really take under a glance. Number six is Halloween. Listen, y'all. Halloween beat out Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The kids are having fun.
Halloween, fuck that shit. Fuck Halloween.
They're having fun.
Fuck Halloween.
They bobbing for apples.
Bobbing for apples.
They doing a lot of shit. They
dressing up like little
candy,
ghouls and goblins.
All of that. And having a good time in their daddy's clothes and whatever else. On the back of the pickup truck and all.
Number five, the 4th of July. July 4th is number five.
Great time.
I like it because fireworks. Of the cookout, the cookouts. Grilling and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Fireworks, you know, them shits are like, you know, they all right. They
too.
If
you go to the real fireworks show.
Yeah, I'd rather watch somebody shoot fireworks than awesome. Me actually spend money and be out there risking my fingers and shit to impress my little kids and shit. Because you don't know how many times I almost blew my fucking hand off shooting some goddamn fireworks. So.
But I'm so glad you got all 10 of them.
Yes, I'm glad to. Because number four, wow, all my religious people stand up. It's Easter.
That's right. It's good.
Easter
holiday.
Is number four.
Quality.
Now, Easter, when I was younger, I used to always be like, oh shit, it's Easter. We're going to be in church all fucking day. And you know what I'm saying?
So
that was
God forgive him, Jesus.
I'm just saying. It was just like, I knew that was going to be one of them days where you're going to be in church, like the extra long and shit like that.
Pack
and,
of lunch.
Yeah. And you know, when I met my wife and started going to church with her, I started knowing the Easter speeches. And I was like, did we ever used to do that? Because I don't remember Easter speeches.
You had to have an Easter speech.
I just, like I said, I don't remember them. Maybe I did. I just
you
don't
was
remember.
You high back then too?
Probably. I probably was, you know.
Whatever, nigga.
Yeah. Number three. We're in the top three now. We got Mother's Day.
Rightfully so.
Number three is Mother's Day.
Like I said, the number three is my lucky number.
Look at that. I ain't gonna say special. That. Father's Day was seven, Mother's Day was three.
Because fathers in general are not on the same level as mothers.
You can't be a father. You can't be a mother without a father.
Yeah, but I can continue mothering while your ass is out here
and
doing
I can continue
whatever
fathering.
Whatever the fuck
you
doing.
You cannot be a mother if you don't have a father. Just how it goes.
Yeah.
Number two, Thanksgiving. Y'all know my feelings about Thanksgiving. It's the shit. No agenda. It's food, football, food, family, fun, and festive.
Fucking.
I guess if that's what you want to do, I'll be too full. I ain't fucking on Thanksgiving.
I'm gonna stuff that turkey.
And yeah, the turkey stuffed. I'm that turkey taking a nap, goddamn. Man.
I can't with you. What's the number one? Give us a drum roll.
Drum roll, please. And the number one holiday, y'all know what it is. It's Christmas.
Oh yeah.
Easily the number one holiday. People get so happy about Christmas. People go in the hole about Christmas.
Joy.
People don't pay their rent. Christmas, they don't pay
bills. Fuck them
bills. They max out the credit cards. They do wild shit for Christmas to make them kids happy. And it's just what you do, man.
It's so, what you do.
That's your top 10 holidays. Your bottom three. Do you want to do a bottom three off that list?
I mean, bottom three, if I had to say something. Would be Halloween.
Father's Day.
No, I mean, I love my daddy hell. Go ahead and say it. I ain't never gonna say nothing wrong with Father's Day. I don't know what's wrong with the people in the world who don't think that's a valid holiday. What else on that list? I mean, because I ain't really that crazy about Valentine's Day either.
Okay,
but
Valentine's Day.
I ain't
got to
have
go.
That. And what was the last one? The
10th? Easter.
No, I love Easter. What was number 10 when we started
New
out?
New Year's Day.
I can't say that because that's too close to our anniversary. So I couple it all together. I mean, I'm just saying like a good celebration okay. going into
July 4th.
Yeah. I like July 4th too. So I guess
the only
I
thing
like
left is Father's Day. So go ahead and say it. You didn't say everything else but Father's Day that you don't like. That's the only one.
I just have a bottom two. I mean, you won't
St. Patrick's
say
Day. You forgot about St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day is close to my heart too because it's a Savannah thing.
Yeah, see? So the only thing left is Father's Day.
No. So what's your top bottom three? Brother?
Bottom three is Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, and
Father's Day.
No, New Year's Day have football.
Father's Day.
And let's go Easter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My top three is probably going to be... Oh, what's your top three? My bad. I'm sorry.
My top three definitely got to be Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Father's Day.
Oh, that's...
Father's Day.
You didn't even pick Mother's Day? Wow.
I mean, I know how I feel about my mama. And
but
I
you
know I'm
mother.
A bomb mama.
Okay, so. Then. Well, my top three would be Thanksgiving, Father's Day, and
Father's Day wasn't first.
I mean, it's in the top three. I mean, Thanksgiving is number one. Father's Day not gonna beat Thanksgiving because on Father's Day, I really just be like, hey, just leave me alone today. How about that? Yeah. Like, just let me be
no, a bigger asshole than I
don't
am.
Don't ask
all
me.
Year.
Don't ask me to fix nothing. Don't ask. Just let me have a day off. Just let me. That's all I be wanting on Father's Day. A day off. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just whatever I want to do today. Just leave me alone. Just let me do it. And number three probably be let's go July 4th.
All right, for the grillers out here.
Yes, because you know it's hot. You know what I'm saying? It's just it's always a good day on July 4th, except for when it rains. That's not a good July 4th. But usually hot. Get you some ices and watermelon. Cook on a hot dog. You know, get you a good hot dog, hamburger. You know, ribs if you fancy.
Okay.
You know.
I'm fancy.
Yeah. So yeah. So look, next week we have another top 10.
What is it going to be?
You never know, man. Because hey, you never know. Well, Queen Germ, it's that time of the show where we talk about TV shows that we watched, and we call it TV Talk. So it's TV Talk time, and what shows did we watch this week? Watch Power. So that was the last one we watched. Fresh on the Bird. Let's start with there. What did you think about this episode of Power?
I'm disappointed.
About?
I'm disappointed about Tyreek smashing his classmate because he know that he don't really like that girl like that.
He do like her. He just don't have time.
He don't have time, but he using her as a cover. He fucked that girl so that he can now have somebody that's going to lie for him. And this thing here finna get real hairy. So, because it's my boyfriend and I don't want him to get locked up. I know he's going through so many things. He's got a sister to take care of. Now you done stole that personal side of her because she ain't like, you fuck boy Reek. You my boyfriend now. Mm. So she feel like she's obligated because she already did a little sneaky shit where he told her to help that lady get on up out the way so that he can give the sister the phone. So she did that. They knew each other, little gesture code, whatever it was. And so she handled the business for him. So now y'all supposed to be in cahoots. Y'all Bonnie and Clyde now. So then the other thing that bothered me is the fact that now they're trying to press the little cousin. You already know he's slow as hell. And Zeke around here don't know whether he should get the lady in trouble. So she don't want her to lose the job. But then if I say that we was together, I could help her get off for the murder charge they trying to put on her. Then he done fucked around and pulled out the darn police officer card at the place. So now the dead man, they going to be, how you know him? So now they might be trying to question the police officer and come to find out he dead. So yep. It's just so many things that's
killed
going on.
By your cousin.
Exactly. So it's just like, it's so many things that's going wrong in the situation. Monet done rekindled some love for this dude she used to go with 24 years ago, and her husband about to mess around and get out of prison, so that's finna fuck her little love affair up. So Monet don't get it started because it's finna stop.
Mm. Well, Monet, a.k.a. Mary J. Blige, her acting is still And she out there getting wined and dined by Mecca. What a name for this guy. Mecca. You couldn't think of nothing better for this.
Is his name Mecca?
Yes, they call him Mecca. You know what I'm saying?
He was saying something else.
No, that's calling him Mecca. So he took her on a helicopter ride, and they went out to eat. He rented out the whole place. You know, he's just whining and dining her. And, you know, the whole time Zeke calling her, so now she got a little regret. So who knows how the next time we'll go with old Mecca.
Because she ain't going to be trying to holler at him, because she was like, you know, I was supposed to be there. I wasn't there because I was fucking around with your ass.
Yeah, now this is all messed up and da 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 da. So, you know, that's going to be her excuse. But Mecca has also got, he's telling, what's the boy named Kane, you know, how to take control over Tariq. I don't know why he wants to control Tariq. I mean, if the man coming up with his money, why do you want to control him? Yeah, what's the problem?
Because he want to have his hands in everything.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? That's what he wanted to do. So Mecca's helping him out, telling him to go holler at the white boy. So he throwing money at the white boy and a good time. And, you know, white boy's standing up tall, man. You know, I'm proud of him. You know what I'm saying? You know, but he's going to be a harder egg to crack than what I guess Kane thought. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he eventually get him because, you know, white boy, he breaking the defenses down. Mm-hmm. You know,
especially because the money, you know what I'm saying, the money looking good, you being enticed by the fact that, okay, He got the women, he got the money, you know,
niggas I'm out fuck here. With him and shit.
Yeah, so.
I'm protected when I'm out there with him. So he might run with him. You know, it's going to take us some time to get down with that. Like I said, Kane could be, not Kane, but what's his name?
Terry.
The dad. Lorenzo.
Lorenzo
could be getting out of prison because Sachs. Through his little cut buddy, he finds out some more pertinent information about the guy that was planting the evidence arrested, on people. Yeah. So, yeah, so he might get him to beat that charge and get him out.
Yep.
And then the
daughter, the one who a little sly, little shifty little one, because she's trying to go to the lawyer without the mama knowing. So it's almost as if you think the mama want the daddy to stay locked up.
Yeah, exactly.
So you want the daddy home because you feeling like, oh, she ain't doing enough to get him out of there. It's some kind of way he could get up out of there if y'all wanted him. You know what I'm saying? Y'all wanted him back home, but you don't want him home because you doing some other stuff. And so the kids starting to put together, well, where was Monet? Where was Monet? Mm-hmm. Which I don't like the fact that they don't call her mama. But, you know, y'all realizing like, oh, Monet dipped out after you did. So now it's like, oh, she was missing in action, not accounted for a certain period of time. And that just happens to be the same time that the cousin got jammed up. So, you know, it's all that type of shit that's going on. And I just feel like, you know, the storyline was obviously catchy because I didn't get up and leave. I think I sat still. The most of the time, only reason why if we had to pause, it was because I got a phone call, not because I just was like, oh, I'm getting up to do some miscellaneous shit. So I think it was, it did what it needed to do this time.
Okay. As far as, like, Tariq is trying to get his sister back because she's in a foster home and stuff. And, you know, he went and hollered at Tate. Tate made a call for him. So Tariq, he has to get him a job, apartment. And so he's trying to do that. He's called his little buddy up, set up an LLC. It cost him $30,000.
Like, which it shouldn't, because me personally, I can falsify some documents for free. Like, come to my office and I got letterhead and templates of all kinds of shit.
I guess, I mean, if you're going to make it look so legit, I guess. So.
It's not going to look so legit.
I mean, but that was a little expensive if you ask me.
But, I would have had to see what the fake documents could have got me for the 50.
Yeah, but Tariq is, I don't know, man. It's wild. And they got a new little way they're selling the drugs, man.
It's genius.
Through a QR code. You scan it on the wall, it opens and whatever like that.
And your package is significant to what you ordered. You're supposed to put the money in it. But see, my thing would be this.
No hands to hand.
I wouldn't do that. I would have them niggas have to pay online. But see, the online payments you can track that. So you do have to have some cash. But I would have rather not having to get stiffed by somebody. Because if somebody know we working on an honor system, somebody might fuck around and say, okay, I'm going to come get the dope, but I ain't going to pay.
Yeah, because, I mean, like I said, do you put the money in first, then get the dope? Or they make sure it's in there?
That's what it is.
It's in there, and then, I don't know. Like, that's what I wanted.
The first shoot should be you putting the money in, and then that next slot should pulling it out to be the package.
Because it could be fake money, counterfeit money, anything. Mm-hmm. You don't know.
So you don't know till you get to check the box. So it's not foolproof.
Yeah. Nigga could put a whole bunch of paper in that motherfucker.
And you just...
Yeah.
Giving them dope for damn grocery store bags.
So. of that shit.
I mean, but it's cute that they even thought about it.
Yeah.
I like
it. But it's not foolproof.
Yeah, they got to work out the kinks.
Somebody going to stiff their ass. That's going to be part of the storyline. Well, that's all for Power Man. Don't forget, go watch 50 Cent shows. Support the black brother. Yeah. Next up, man's Insecure, another black show. What do you think about this episode, Insecure?
I'm feeling some type of way. They had me a little emotional. The girls got all together. They had a little girls' night, and they wild out. People was telling
me. Have you ever had a girls' night out like that?
I ain't never spent a night nowhere, but yeah, I've had a couple.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, like for me, like I said, me having sisters is not no big significant thing for me to have homegirls that I got to be spending the night with. I did that my whole life. Like, we do that every time I come home. So it's like, it's not, I mean, like, I don't downplay it for people who need it, but it's like, that's what we do all the time. So it's not no big deal, but it was just a point of them getting together. And then the one who's married mentioned that they were about, her husband possibly is going to take this job, so she's going to be gone. And so they was all worked up because she's going to possibly move into Denver. But the part that had me in my feelings was because I was in between, like, hoping that Lawrence actually get with the baby mama, because, you know, it would just make for a good story. Yeah, it just make for a good story. And then when what the child name is, Issa, she actually, you know what I'm saying, she was drunk, and so she wanted to call Lawrence, and she was just like, we're just going to get ahead of it, blah, 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 because they was cutting up about DM and dudes that they wanted. And so they were playing a little game, so she wanted to get on, you know what I'm saying, talking to him. And people think, like, oh, you drunk, if you felt like, because a homegirl, Molly, said, if you still feel like calling him, call him when you sober.
Yeah.
But I get it, but then the thing is, like, your mindset is gonna be in a way that, okay, I may not do it because you're thinking yourself out of it when you sober. When you are under the influence, yeah, your speech might be slurred, and you could
embarrass yourself.
You could, but the thing is that inhibition is gone. It's okay. Like,
you're thinking clearly now.
I'm just saying, like, but you can express yourself, although it may not always come off the best
you
way.
You don't want to come off that way.
But you want to not be in the mindset of, oh, I'm overthinking it and I'm doing too much. But nonetheless, she gets the call that she actually needed, may not even wanted, which was Nathan telling her that he loved her. He's loved her for a long time, and he's not going to run on her. He's going to stay and figure it out. And that was awesome, because I think her issue for being all over the place is that she never had anybody to ground her, never had nobody to. And people feel like, you know, when it comes down to relationships, you should be a standalone person. We're all too grown to depend on other people. But I think that's the wrong mentality. You have to realize that as people, we're all here together because we all impact each other's lives. The level of impact you want to allow somebody to have is if they have a positive impact on you. Yeah, I might need more of that energy. But if somebody bringing you down, of course, I need to minimize you, if not eliminate you. But if you talk about in a relationship where we are intimate, we are a couple, we're supposed to be building something together. So it should, nothing should be wrong with me being totally dependent on you. Not that you have to always pour into my life and I give you nothing, but if we are both caring for each other, that's how it's supposed to work. Like, I can't be somebody in a relationship and feel like I'm in this by myself. I should be able to go where I want to go. I should be able to make decisions how I want to make decisions. But when you're looking at something, even with him having the bipolar or whatever, he realized, like, I honestly think that her love, concern, or what have you for him, and her being able to express that initially scared him because of the things that he'd been let down with by other people. But he realized, like, I got somebody who actually care about me, so I need to try to give it a chance. And sometimes you got to be vulnerable in order to really know how to accept the love, how to give the love.
Okay. Well, damn. How do I follow that up?
Oh, you
so,
can't.
So Molly. So Molly. Molly was thinking about calling her coworker, and you know what I'm saying, but she didn't do it. Or did she?
I think she did.
And Molly's about to fuck up, because I don't think he's
looking. I don't think he like her like that.
Or if he does, he like, look, it's just, that was just that weekend type deal. He's always calling me, she
wanted to ramp it up like it was something. Yeah.
But this episode was basically, like I said, girls' night out. They sat in the crib all the time. They were supposed to go out to a spa date. The pipes busted, so that got canceled. Then they just got high and drunk, and that's the
didn't go out to their dinner reservations. Probably ate pizza.
Yep, probably ate pizza,
which would not be a bad thing because I love pizza.
You know, tacos in California. They probably ate tacos. You know, everybody in California.
And then Lawrence put the baby mama shelf up. So
yeah, Lawrence and baby mama was chilling that night. You know, when Issa called, he called back. She didn't answer. She sent him the voicemail, which was smart because she had just talked to Nathan. She was on a Nathan high. And I knew it was going to happen. I said, watch, Lawrence finna call. And bloop, bloop. Yeah, it was. So, another episode of Insecure, episode 7. I don't know how many episodes they're doing this year, but it looks like it's a lot about nothing this year. It doesn't have a theme. It doesn't have a theme. It's just...
It's about love. It's about friendship. It's about bonding. It's where? About moving to the next level.
I guess. Because, I mean, I don't think there's a theme with this season. I think they had different people do it, different episodes or something, and that's why
it's
no...
blame it on COVID again?
No cohesiveness. I'm just saying, it's just something... It's just... I don't know.
Everybody was working in a silo.
Yeah. I don't know.
And they put it together.
I guess. That's what it seems like.
Did we watch The Wonder Years?
We did watch The Wonder Years. That was a Christmas tree episode. Or okay, the Christmas episode.
We should talk about it.
Okay, what happened on The Wonder Years, the Christmas episode?
Oh, so you was too high to remember what happened. The brother came home.
Oh, yes. The older brother came home from Vietnam. Yeah, okay. It just had to be crunk start. That's all. It just had to be gang. Then a bit came on. You know what
okay,
I'm saying?
I'm glad you're here.
The memory. So, yeah, the brother came home. You know, he basically, you know, this was during the Vietnam War. So some people looked at him as a hero. Some people looked at him like a piece of shit.
Everybody looked at him like a nigga.
And yeah, then he still was a nigga in Alabama. So regardless of how they felt about his stance on the war, he still was a nigga. And he just, you know, he wanted a job and, he thought he was going to get a job at the bank, but the bank told him like, hey, you're black, you know, we help out vets, but usually, you know, if they're a white vet, we give them a teller job. If they're a black vet, we make you a janitor and shit.
I mean, you got a job, sir. You should be glad you got a job. Yeah.
So, you know, so he decided, you know, he just didn't fit in and you know, he was still institutionalized. So he
wanted to go back.
So he signed up to go back and his family thought he was here to stay and shit, but they understood. They was upset about it at first and tried to talk him out of it. Dean did a sit in at the recruiting office.
And had to pee as soon as he got there.
Yeah, Dean pro Dean.
A typical kid.
Yeah.
He thought about the whole thing for 1 minute.
First of all, he thought his brother was crazy because they said people come home from the war be crazy and
so
shit.
He was watching them real close.
Yeah, he was watching them and shit and thought he was up to something. You know what I'm saying? So but yeah, Wonder Years is always good. I think that might have been like their season break for a while. I don't think they're going to come back for a couple weeks. Watch.
Yeah, I mean, they shouldn't if you done gone to Christmas and we ain't Christmas.
And we ain't at Christmas yet. We still got a couple more episodes, couple more weeks.
Because y'all was giving each other gifts. Dean had unwrapped the poor boy telescope up. And you wrapped it up, not in the box. You had them put it together.
So wrapped it up.
Yeah, what do you think that it is?
Yeah.
I mean, but whatever. It was cute because, you know, kids are kids, so... Yeah. But it was a good show.
Yeah, but he came home eating like a motherfucker. What?
Yeah, like he was starving.
All you heard was that damn spoon hitting that goddamn plate, shoveling.
Like,
that
I never
food
seen nobody eat this fast.
That nigga eating every goddamn thing. The daddy couldn't even eat. Nigga, he was taking food from the daddy and shit.
So you already know the daddy was looking at him like, okay, now.
Boy, you got.
You just survive one war. You don't want
to
have another.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to double my grocery bill.
You gonna have to put something in on it.
Yeah, he like that's no problem.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so that's Insecure Power, Wonder Years. We did finish Wentworth. Great show.
Oh, my God.
Great show. If you haven't watched Wentworth, please check it out. It's on Netflix. All the episodes, like 7-8 seasons. Please go watch that show.
It's good.
It's very good. Mm-hmm. Very good show. Go check it out.
You said that's the one that...
Orange is New Black is copy.
Okay.
Yeah,
after.
The copy. But it's way better than Orange is New Black. Orange is New Black would not have that many seasons because they couldn't keep up with the Wentworth writers.
Yeah, so. Wentworth is amazing, especially the character of the warden. I mean, like, she is
Joan Ferguson.
Joan is nuts. Like, to ever imagine that you would have gone from the warden to a prisoner, I would have never thought
she escape
that
at
that
the
would
end? Did she get away at the end or something? Was she missing or some shit?
She was gonna try to leave, but
she did leave. Remember after she helped Vera, and then
let her go on,
and then there was like someone's missing. They was like Joan Ferguson.
But at first they were supposed to have been taking her to the crazy house, didn't
they? Yeah.
But then when the explosion happened,
she got away. She was one of the ones that got away. So yeah, she ended up getting away at the end.
But so, she don't deserve to be.
Oh, did we just spoil that for y'all? Oops. But still watch it. Y'all don't have no idea.
Yeah, y'all have no idea of how it goes. It gets there.
You don't know what's going on. That's not.
Enjoy it. Don't focus
please,
on that.
Please, don't focus on that at all. So please watch Wentworth. Also, I'm watching 13 Reasons Why. Thankful to my kids. One day I started watching the show with them, got involved into the storyline. So now I'm in season 4 of that. And it's a teeny bopper. It was like, it started off with some kid committing suicide and just the fallout behind that. Oh, and then it's just, these kids have some of the worst high school stories I've ever seen.
Love on your kids.
Because if high school is this bad for kids now, I feel bad for them. Cause
you should feel bad for them.
Because these shows I'm watching now, high school is tough. All American.
Kids got a lot going on now.
I mean, they carrying the world on their shoulders. They're trying to fix the world and be students, and that shit terrible. So, hey, if you got a high schooler, just give them a hug, man. They're going through a lot.
Give them an extra.
They're going through a lot. Don't give them no fucking money because they're gonna buy drugs. But just give them a hug. Hey. Listen to them. Talk to them. Don't give them no goddamn money because they're gonna buy drugs.
Okay, no money.
Yes, no money.
Just love.
Just love. Just love and attention. Give them. You never know. Mom, can I holler at you in a minute? Take that fucking minute. They got a lot on their fucking plate.
The 30 seconds that I needed.
They got a lot on their plate. All right, you adults couldn't imagine how much stress these kids have on their shoulders.
I mean, my thing is, it's different though. It's similar, but it's different. Because social media makes it totally different for the kids.
Because if I'm watching, like I said, if anything is like these kids on All American and 13 Reasons Why and Riverdale, I feel bad for these kids. Goddamn, I feel bad for them. Well, somebody I don't feel bad for, and that's Queen Jern. Because it's her favorite time of the show. And what is that, people? It's bad. Black cinema. Bad Black Cinema, the BBC, as we like to call it around here, is with me and Queen Jern. Improv situations suggested by you, the listener, or I make them up. Now, before we get into this, let me let y'all know we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. We didn't take any acting classes. But every week we come here and we act out a situation for you. And this week is no different. The situation goes a little something like this, Queen Jern. Co-worker confronts smelly co-worker. Okay? Mm-hmm. We're at work. Setting the scene here, people. We're at work. Co-worker walks up to... He's had enough. He or she has had enough of he or she smell. And God damn it, they're coming to him about it today. So do you want to be the smeller or the smelly?
I can be the smelly.
You want to be the stinky?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be the... Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
Action. Hey, Linda, you mind coming to the office with me for a minute? I mean,
sure. Let me finish this email. I'll be okay. Right
there. All right. Thanks. I just need to talk to you for real quick.
Okay. Yes, John. What can I help you with?
Linda, you know, here at this company, you know, so I know this, you know, we're all, you know, equal opportunity. We follow all those guidelines. We're all inclusive. But it's come to my attention and come to, you know, several people in the office, Linda, your hygiene, we need to work on that. I mean, I understand you're on this natural journey and you don't want to wear deodorant and you say you're on this all natural this, all natural that, but it's not working.
How can you tell me what's not working for me? My regimen works for me.
Okay, it might work for you, but it doesn't work for us in the office because you come here, you smell very earthy, if I could say that, to say the least.
Okay, we all come from the earth. We gonna go back to the earth. What's the problem?
We're all in this building all day, and it's just
so
like.
So explain to me what you smell like.
I mean, I smell good. I smell like soap and cologne and whatever.
Yeah, and those are chemicals. Okay, those are chemicals that pollute the air.
I get
that. So what's the problem?
I get that, but your chemicals that your body is producing is polluting the air.
No, it's not.
And it's become a nuisance to everyone in the office, okay? Because everyone complains. And I'm the last line of defense, okay? So I'm coming to you. I'm extending a courtesy, asking you, could you please, you know, try to, you know, bathe before you come to work? Try to put on some deodorant before you come to work?
So that I can have breast cancer.
I mean...
So because if you've read the label, since you're so smart, that you... No. I let you talk.
Okay.
Now, I want you to understand some of them things are harmful in a bar during deodorant.
Okay.
And that could give you cancer. Then you talking about pollutants, but you running around here busting holes in the ozone layer because you over here with all these high chemicals that you got sprayed on you, rubbed underneath your armpits, but you worrying about me smelling like the earth. We come from the earth. We are the earth. The plants out there. You know what that is happening? Photosynthesis. That's a natural process. So if it expels some gases and things smell a certain type of way, that's natural. What you got is artificial, and you ought to be ashamed.
Okay. Well, ma'am, I'm okay. I'm saying this in the nicest way. We're going to need you to tone down your earthy smell. If we worked in a garden or outside, hey, not an issue. We work in a closed-in office. And I just want you to understand that you're going to have to bathe before you're going to work. So
I do bathe before I come to work.
Well, ma'am, you have to use soap when you bathe, okay? You have to use some kind of deodorant. They make deodorants that don't have these chemicals that give you cancer. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you rub that Himalayan rock under your arm. You're going to have to do something because your pits are loud, okay?
If you say so. But that's not what's going on over here.
Why is it, ma'am? Listen, it's just you.
I can see if you said I smell like something outrageous.
I mean, you smell. Like, you don't smell like anything. It's offensive.
It's not offensive.
Yes, it is.
It smells like we
went to the Waffle House every day in the office. It smells like somebody's eating a scattered, smothered, covered double hash brown in the office every day.
And how often am I sticking your head under my armpit? It doesn't matter. You're not that close to me for you to know what I smell like. It's permeating the air.
It smells. You wonder why we bought all these air purifiers? It ain't because of COVID. It's because your underarms. They smell bad. So that's what we've been buying all this. You ain't noticed You ain't noticed the lady with the oil, the burning and the little thing, all these little scent things around here. It's for you.
It's not for
you. You ran here, walking around here smelling like pig pen, and we trying to run a business.
Hey, I ain't smelling like no pig pen. This nigga done wild out. Like, what's really going on?
Oh, shit. I forgot we was doing a thing. It was going all low.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, man. Bad Black Cinema, y'all, man. Y'all know how we do it, man.
Bad Black Cinema.
Oh, man. Well, it's time to read some rap lyrics, y'all. What we do over here, we read rap lyrics, but we read them in our office voice, a professional voice, dramatic voice, whatever kind of voice you can think of. But we read these rap lyrics, and it's Queen Germ time, y'all. And y'all know, it's always a hoot when Queen Germ reads. Queen Germ, are you ready?
I think I am.
It's a short one, so get ready.
Don't try to come with me.
Them the tricky ones, the short ones.
Okay.
Read what's on the paper, man. Read what's on the paper. All right, here we go.
I got a little something special for y'all today. You want to hear it?
Please get to it.
Here you go. When I met you last night, baby, before you opened up your gap, I had respect for you, lady, but now I take it all back, 'cause you gave me all your pussy. And you even licked my balls. Leave your number on the cabinet. And I promise, baby, I'll give you a call. Next time I'm feeling kind of horny, you can come over. You can come on over and I'll break you off. And if you can't fuck that day, baby, just lay back and open your mouth, 'cause I have never met a girl that I love in the whole wide world.
That was the most racist shit we have ever done on a fucking Frocast. Jesus Christ.
And I enjoyed every second of it.
That was the most racist fucking
And I didn't ask for permission to do it. I'm going to surprise him today.
Woo.
I take credit for all of it. I take all the credit. Yes.
If y'all people didn't know, that was Nate Dogg with his epic verse on Ain't No Fun on Snoop Dogg's Doggy Style album. One of the greatest hip-hop albums of all time. I will argue down about that any day. Hit me up. I'll let you know.
Any day now.
So, yeah. And next week, it'll be my turn, so we'll see how ignorant we can get.
and it gets better.
Speaking of ignorant, it's HBCU confession time. HBCU confessions, when I go to their Twitter, grab some tweets, come back in, show them the Queen Germ. This one no different. It go a little something like this. My boyfriend got locked up and is most likely going to be in there for a long while. So his homeboy been trying to check on me, but we ended up fucking, and now it's become a regular thing for us to fuck almost every day. To be fair, my boyfriend is in jail, so it doesn't count as cheating, but I feel bad for fucking his friend. But oh well, Clark Atlanta University. Queen Germ, react.
First of all, why are you fucking your brother? I mean, not your brother. Let's not do that. But your boyfriend's homeboy. Like, everybody need to just relax. Like, if he's going to jail, you can fuck somebody, but not his homeboy.
Keep it in the house.
No. Ain't no fun if the homies can't have none.
Ain't that what we just said?
That's what the people say now. But no, I mean, I just feel like it's stupid and it's childish because he's going to eventually come out and all of y'all are going to eventually tell him or the streets are going to tell him. So why would you do all of that when it's not necessary? Because
if you got that good, he going to fall in love with you and it's going to be a problem when your boyfriend get out. So
and then it's going to be, you know what serious I mean? Foolishry. Like,
your boyfriend going to be wanting that good when he get out. Buddy ain't going to want to get up. So you going to have to make a decision, ma'am, who's getting that fire.
It's going to be both of them.
It's not cheating, so your boyfriend can get him a boyfriend while he in jail.
Oh.
He might fuck your friend. Then what you going to say? It ain't cheating. We both was in jail. You ain't think about that, did you, ma'am?
Yeah, I don't like
first of all, ma'am, this, you're sir. In college. Why are you dealing with these street-ass niggas?
That's getting locked up.
Niggas is going to jail and shit. You take the boyfriend out of the equation. What's wrong with you? You're in school. Why are you messing with niggas that's going to jail and shit and holding on to these niggas? You didn't go to college to find a nigga in jail. You ain't have to do that. You ain't got to be spending your people money to go to Clark to find a nigga in jail. What the fuck is you doing? Let's talk about that. That's the bigger story.
You think so?
That's the bigger story here.
Okay.
That's the bigger story. So, if you like those confessions, go check them out on Twitter.
Yeah, the kids need some direction. Give them some direction. Advice. Give them some quality advice, yes. Which would be stop playing with the city's finances and get you one of them boys on campus. Although, looking at Tariq, some of the boys on campus is
The school thug niggas, them niggas is real weird. Yeah, you like, damn. Nigga come up there and word you to death and a thug. Jesus Christ. Right. We used to say that shit to niggas like, nigga, you on a college, why are you trying to be a thug on a college campus? Right? Like,
that don't go together.
Why you around here mugging and shit? Nigga, you at college. Nigga, goddamn, be happy.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here. Walk around here, man, all tense and shit. Nigga, this is an institution of higher learning. Why are you out here walking like you a motherfucking street ass nigga?
Like you trying to knock a nigga head off.
Like, that shit is fucking stupid. At any rate, it's Keep It 100 time, Queen Germ. Do you have a Keep It 100?
Okay, my Keep It 100 this week is that black people who attend, and I say attend, hold membership in white churches are not to be trusted.
100.
They are not trustworthy. I'm not saying that you can't go to church with white people, but if this church is historically known to be a white church and you join these people's congregation and you go to church and you tithe and you are faithful to that church, it's something wrong with you, because I do not mind when they say that that hour from 11 to 12 on a Sunday morning is the most segregated time in all of the days of the week. And I'm okay with that, because it's something about a white church that can't move my spirit at all. It's on the standstill. It's on ice.
Father so God.
Exactly.
Here, Father God. Father God.
Yes.
We here, Father God.
We love
Father
you.
Father God.
We thank you. That doesn't do anything for me. I need a little hallelujah. I need a little something. I need a little extra.
You need all that.
I need all that to get the juices flowing. So y'all niggas who can sit up in the white people church, y'all ain't trustworthy.
Hallelujah.
they be up in there with the flutes and the
God, look, and the niggas out in an hour. Pipes. They said, it might not even be an hour. The motherfucker in and out. That's why they go to them white churches.
Nah.
They don't ask for none of your money or none of that shit. They're like, nah, we don't need your money. We have
they collect
the city pays us, you know, the police union. We don't need your money. Keep your money. We're not like those black churches where they're always begging.
They're always begging.
They give you a little piece of cake and want $20 for a piece of cake and some chicken and some canned string beans. They want this is the dinner. They no.
We have caterers.
Yes, we have.
Let's stop. How did I get drug in that with you? I don't fool with you.
Funny is funny.
What's your keep it 100?
My keep it 100 is, Queen Germ, I found out we got haters.
100. Who's a hater? Not on the show.
We got some haters, Queen Germ. Other podcasters.
Okay, just give me one something.
Hating on, I'm not. I see, Queen Germ, I don't get into the messiness, but I'm just letting you know.
But you know, somebody.
My keep it 100 is this. We as a Frocast, they hating on the Frocast. We got haters. Like, I didn't know.
And they
know.
Got that kind of time?
That's what. I was just like,
if you recording, you ain't got time to hate on us.
I mean, we just do our show. Like, I can't help it that you upset that, you know, this ain't got nothing to do with Big Smash. I don't even know why I'm bringing him in this Mention the Man name. But, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Big Smash do a Bet the House Top 50 podcast every week, right? Now, out of the last 12 weeks, Frocast has been number one maybe 8 times. So,
niggas
be mad about this. Oh, he biased. He always picked the Frocast number one. They don't, da 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 da. Well, my nigga, it's a reason why Frocast, Mind Triggers, Cool Out Corner, Cognac Room, it's a reason why them consistently
rotate in the top.
Stay in the top five because we the best motherfucking shows. It ain't got nothing to do with biasness or that nigga like me and he don't fuck with you like that. No. It's got to do with the content of your show. Like, niggas be out here talking and niggas don't be buying what they saying. Niggas don't be believing. Like, nigga, you're preaching some shit that you don't even live, nigga. You know, so I don't think you authentic. I think you playing for the camera. I think you buying followers. I think you buying likes.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I think you out here capping. But hey, you know what I'm saying? We got haters, Queen Germ. So I'm just addressing them. If you tired of being in the lower part of the top 50 every fucking week, step your fucking show up, nigga. Simple as that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand what the problem
they
is.
They might want you to do a little ghostwriting for them.
I don't want to. I can't help you. Help I can't help you with that. Help but it's out. Just like, niggas need to understand. Don't hate on us because we just do what we do. We don't bother nobody. We do our shows. We ain't out here trying to make the world a better place. No, nigga, that's not our place for that.
Yeah, we just trying to have fun.
If you want a podcast to make the world a better place, go listen to them. We just out here to entertain you, make you laugh, give you some real spill in it. But nah, most of the time, we just here for the funnies, man.
Yeah, we just here for fun.
You know what I'm saying? We might get political. We don't know what the fuck we talk about, but we talking about it. Yeah. Like, fuck it.
I mean, everybody got an opinion, so that's exactly. All it is. We just expressing ours.
But don't get angry because our production value better than yours, our artwork better than yours, our segments better than yours, our consistency better than yours. Don't get angry with us. Get fucking better, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's just simple as that.
Yeah.
And I ain't gonna address y'all niggas no more. Cause don't next time it. I address it, I'ma say your fucking name. I'ma call y'all cause I mean, you know, like I said, man.
You was in your feels just then.
I was in my feelings.
See, that was what I wanted to pull out of y'all.
I mean, but it's feelings. Like, it's different because niggas don't, like, niggas disrespect us. Like, we don't bother nobody, man. So don't bother us. You know what I'm saying? Just because we number one, you know, we always number one. Well, that's nigga, what the problem is? If we always number one, what you upset about? If we always number one,
hey.
You always whatever number you is, but you ain't never been number one. So just... You know what I'm saying?
Like I said, in order to be the best, you gotta beat
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. Yeah. Beat me, nigga. And beat us, nigga.
If not, then be okay where you at.
Exactly. Enjoy fucking second, third, whatever place this nigga in, 15, 20. I don't even know because I don't even start watching the show until the nigga get about 10 minutes in. I only need to watch the top five because I know where I'm gonna be at.
Exactly.
I know where I'm gonna be at. I ain't gonna be nowhere outside the five of that shit. But you know, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to cool the fuck down.
That's my your roll back on.
Yeah.
Put your roll back on.
That's my keep it 100 this week, Queen Germ. Do you have any winners?
Oh, shit. You done got me all the way off track.
Yeah.
I apologize, people.
Yes, she's a professional here.
And I am, because I got all the way excited about this shit. And I done lost my page fooling around with King Germ.
Can I go with my winner?
Yeah, go on with your winner, then I can
My winner is Switzerland.
Winner.
They have created a suicide pod over there. So if you want to kill yourself in Switzerland, they have this little pod that you can go in and it fucking kills you. And it's totally legal. So that's the wild part over there. Like,
well, it's legal here. Shit.
No, it's not.
You can kill yourself. Who the hell is gonna get in trouble?
No. You can you can't kill your
You can kill yourself. Who gonna do something to you? You're dead.
I mean, but
they just saying that they. I guess they sensationalize it.
It's a humane way. You go into this pod, it cuts off your oxygen within a couple of minutes.
That's not humane.
You die humanely. The way it knocks you out, it doesn't kill you. Like you're not gonna. It's nothing bad. You can.
It's nothing good either.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to, you know, I would never suggest because. I don't care how bad things have gotten for me. I never thought about killing myself. I don't think my body would allow me to harm myself. You see what I'm saying? So, and if anybody's out there, you know, we're not trying to make light of this because I know people out here struggle with this all the time. Get some help from a real person. Don't call your fucking friends. Your friends don't know what to fucking say. Mm-hmm. They're going to give you some like, because I'll be the wrong person to call if you was about to be doing it because I'll be saying some shit. And so don't call me. Call the suicide hotline. There's a number out there for that. Call them. Yeah.
You always got to have some hope.
Yeah, yeah. But suicide, if you're in Switzerland you want to do it, they got a suicide pod. Look it up on your phone if you don't believe me.
I saw the shit. It's not good.
It's not good.
I mean, I just don't want nobody to think that they should condone it. You know what I'm saying? Like, give people other options. Talk to them. Get them off the ledge.
Give me the option. Like, I'm the saying, ultimate option. Like,
bring it back in. Bring it back in. We want you here. Put it in there. The next thing you know, 4 seconds
it's
later,
it's all over with.
Yeah, there's nothing else to worry about.
To
worry no worries. You all good.
Hey, look, once you sign this paper, now ain't no going back.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you can get in there. You can hesitate if you want to. You blink your eyes the right way, this motherfucker coming on,
it's
bitch.
Over.
Yeah, you ain't got to hit no button if you get skittish. You got a blinking eye version. So,
it's over.
So that's my winner. Queen, what's your winner?
I did find my winner because, of course, this is my favorite time of year. Packages are coming in. Packages are going out. And the U.S. Postal Service has declared that they are prepared for all of the deliveries in these next couple of weeks.
Winner.
So we're going to see.
Like a motherfucker.
They want y'all to give
lying
them this
like
postage so that they can stomp on your packages
lying like a motherfucker.
And do what the fuck they do around there.
I'm just telling
you.
I'm just telling y'all what the back room of the post office look like right now. Nah, they lying like a motherfucker.
They say, I'm telling you, that's
keep
what they
going.
Say.
All
so
right.
They're
not going
to. Because they're stepping their game up
we're
and they're doing what they
got
to do to make sure that the people get their packages by Christmas.
Because look, the numbers is going down. Because we put the news out there, shit wasn't gonna make it before Christmas if you ain't getting there before December the 8th. So now, tomorrow is the 8th, correct?
Yep.
At the time of this recording, it's the 7th. Tomorrow is the 8th. And that was the last day that you could get it in before the guarantee before Christmas.
Yep.
So now the numbers was low. So now we're making these ridiculous claims that's gonna happen. I'm just saying, don't believe the hype.
Go get your shit out
the
store.
I see the back room every day.
And it ain't looking pretty.
Don't believe the hype. I see Amazon. The Amazon deal with the post office fucked the post office up.
But the post office needed it because the post office didn't have no damn business.
The post office is a federal fucking business.
They ain't nobody fucking with them. If you can't do your damn job, why am I sending shit USPS?
Yeah. USPS is the...
That's what I'm saying. They was fucking it up. The United States Postal Service was not doing a good job. So, of course, people was getting other places. You getting FedEx. You was getting other people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You was getting Amazon. So now that they done merged it and got them doing some stuff for them, then some of the shit is falling through the cracks.
Amazon got them doing a lot of work. Got them bitches working on Sunday.
Yep.
That's how you know shit is real.
You ain't never seen that before. All the days of my life.
I heard it one day. I was like, what the fuck? I know it's been going on for about, a year or two.
Yeah.
That shit surprised the fuck out of me, man. So, yeah.
United States Postal Service is my winners. We're going to see how long it lasts. We're going to see what it be about. I need to get my motherfucking candles this week, Bath and Body Works. I need all that.
You ain't getting them.
Well, I don't pay for the shits.
You got any losers?
Yes. My loser has to be Vishal Garg.
Loser.
This motherfucker is the CEO of a U.S. mortgage company. He decided in the holiday season, I think it's like the lowest of the low for anybody to lose their job doing December. Like, wait till a new year when a nigga tax check drop in February. But this motherfucker got on a Zoom, and fired 900 employees. He told the people those that he named were a part of the unlucky group. And he let the people know their services were no longer needed.
900 people?
900 employees.
He named 900?
I think he had like a running list. So it was just going through like the credits on a movie. And so he said that they were listed in this group. They were all in the unlucky group.
Damn.
So it was not cute at all. So Mr. Garg, You are definitely my loser. Mm. You don't take nobody's job from them during the holiday season. Man. It's too many holidays. You got whatever. Exactly. All the
too
stuff.
Too many holidays.
I'm saying you got all this stuff coming up this month.
You're going to make a New Year resolution. I'm going to make you live up to it. You said new beginnings. I saw that post. So now here's your new beginning. It's the end of the year.
You want to help him?
Yeah, I mean, get you started on your resolution. See, you know, so you said you want to lose weight, right? Okay, now you ain't got no job. You're going to lose weight.
You ain't shit.
You want to do more exercise? You're going to lose your car. So you're going to be walking. You know what I'm saying? I'm helping you with your resolution. You want to eat better? How about eat nothing? You know what I'm saying?
Or eat them plants.
Yeah, eat them plants.
Because you ain't going to have much choices.
You said you want to do a little traveling? Cool, because you're homeless now.
Exactly. You see the world.
You're gonna be moving. Hey, you're going to be moving from place to place.
Every day is a new place. The world is your home.
Exactly.
Go everywhere you want to go. Wherever the road takes you.
Oh, man. Well, my loser is Joel Osteen.
Loser.
Why is he my loser? Well, a plumber was doing some work at his one of his Joel Osteen properties, his church. And during the plumbing, he had to, you know, go into the walls. He finds cash, checks in a wall. And report showed in 2014, 2017, Joel Osteen said it was a robbery at the church. About $600,000 was missing. Well, they find $600,000 in the wall. So now
that's
people got questions.
Fake news.
What?
That's fake news.
What's fake news?
The money was fake. Them checks was fake. That didn't happen.
Oh, okay. So people just putting fake checks and money in the walls. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I ain't know people.
I'm saying, how did they get in there? Who put it in there? Joel Osteen didn't put it in there. He had no knowledge of that stuff being in there.
It was a robbery in the church. So for them to claim that $600,000 was stolen, they had to make sure, they had to make $600,000 disappear. So it disappeared into the walls of the church.
But I'm saying it disappeared in the walls of the church for you to get a check from the church. I mean, like the insurance or something for the same amount of money. Why be fraudulent on something that you already had?
Because I can have double if I get the money back. And I can say it was more than that or whatever. Now I got double. I got $600,000 in the wall and they already gave me my $600,000. So now I got $1.2 million.
But what am I going to do with the money in the wall if I can't spend it?
Why I can't spend it?
I'm saying y'all said it was still in the wall 2 years later. Mine wouldn't have still been in the wall.
I mean, maybe he was just trying to wait for us, you know, the statute of limitations to file. Who knows what sneaky ass Joel was up to? But we know this. He hiding money in the walls. So
is he now under investigation?
Oh, hell yeah. They need to find that. They're going to get his little cracker ass. So watch out for Joel Osteen. He might be going to jail. I'm just saying.
He is the man of the cloth.
He is not a preacher. He's a prosperity. He said he's not a preacher.
Okay, but he collecting $600,000 and stuff.
Because the church people.
He ain't never got none of my money.
Church people are easily.
Disrespectful.
They're easily taken. That's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have faith. They're good people.
Yeah.
They believe in people and they believe people going to say and they don't understand it. Mm-mm.
People ain't shit.
Y'all targets out there because they know y'all going to be nice about it and then forgive. It's okay with you taking my life savings. The Lord forgives you, okay? Because mm-hmm. the Lord will find a way to provide for me.
Because
you took all my money. I don't know how I'm going to make it, but I know.
Yeah.
So I forgive you.
I've never seen the righteous forsaken.
I forgive you for stealing my money, for killing my brother. I forgive you, okay?
All right.
Yes. So, Joel Osteen, my loser. Well, Queen Jern, we've ran through the topics. It's time for me to ask you, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
My shout-outs go a little something like this. Shout-out to Be Easy, Sorry Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch. Static, Mad Static. Stacks, Mad Static. MJ Money 9S. Light Skin Kanye, Drew from D.C., Gerard from Boston, Pepe J from B-More, Steph from B-More. Who else we got? RT3, my nigga J Will. Let's see. We got Sleazy the Black Farmer, Dragon Lady, Amazing AP, 12 Cow Podcast. Shout out to Eclectic and Eclectic Discussion Podcast. Shout out to Corey Dos Equis, I'm Sutton Else, Power Lunch Hour. Shout out to Pork, Big L, Cool Out Corner. Hey, man, happy birthday to Port. Today is his birthday, so shout out to him, man. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
You know what I'm saying? To the young man. shout out to this, who else we got left? Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace of Network. You got Dr. Cam. You got the disrespectful motherfucking MJ. Long live K Law, the truck driver. Shout out to Glenn and Her Podcast. Shout out to Big Smash, Bet the House. Shout out to Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game. Shout out to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. Shout out to any other podcast to fuck with us, man. Shout out, shout out, shout out. Should be coming up on Life Unplugged soon. He's got a podcast. I don't know when. You know, them people that stack episodes, you know how they do. You shoot an episode and it come out 2 months later. Whatever.
We'll be ready for it when it come out.
Yeah, whenever it comes out. We'll let y'all know. Any other podcast, fuck with us. Everybody over that site to fuck with the kid, Doc Claw and all the gang. Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. If I forgot your name. Oh, all the No Ma'am gang. Shout out, shout out, shout out. And anybody else fuck with us a long way, short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. And Queen Germ, everything's out the way. Let's go ahead and rate this show.
Okay. I opened out good. So y'all who don't have the pregame, the pre-show, you know, you got to get in that room, see what that's all about. That was quite live today. And definitely the highlight would have had to been the crazy Bad Black Cinema. And I think my best reading rap lyrics ever. So I got to give this show a 9.
I'm going to give it a 6.5 because that's what the Georgia Bulldogs were favored by over Alabama. And they got their ass whooped 41-24, I believe. It was something disgusting. But yeah.
Try like again. Lady next armpits time. On the Bad Black Cinema.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
Onions, garlic.
Onion, garlic, okay. Yeah, all of that.
Okay.
Well, we did all the stuff on the docket. We rated our shows. We did our shout outs. It's time to let y'all know. Don't forget to like, subscribe. Rate the Frocast on any podcast readers. Don't forget about our voicemail at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about the Patreon if you join for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch. It's that simple. That's all you got to do. Buy a shirt.
It's Christmas time.
The show. Yeah. Get some Christmas gifts for your boo. They be like, yo, give me one of these podcasts like shirts. I mean, we got different styles
all
in there.
All kinds of stuff.
Different. You can change the colors, customize it. Go to store.nappyafro.com. See what you could do. Get your boo a shirt.
Yes.
Yes. We all inclusive over here.
All inclusive.
All inclusive. Well, it's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, the best motherfucking show there is. And if a bitch got something to say about it, come see me about that, nigga. And we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com